In footsteps true, we strive each day. In footsteps true, we strive each day to walk in the path of Imam Ahmad Raza's way. Ahmad Raza.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. The best of creation, the most beautiful creation, the leader of all civilization, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, recite salat upon me in abundance on the day and night of Friday, because your salawat is presented to me. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Welcome to another episode of the Blessed Footsteps of Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatul rahman. MashaAllah, we have learnt about his in this silsila so far, the month of Safar in which his urs took place. So the 25th of Safar is when Ala Hazrat left this world. And on top of this, we looked at that the month of Safar is not a curse, it is a blessing in fact. We also talked about the blessed grandfather of Ala Hazrat, Maulana Raza Ali Khan, the blessed father, Maulana Naqi Ali Khan, who were great scholars, friends of Allah in their own right, subhanAllah. Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnat, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, subhanAllah, what can one say regarding his childhood, his blessed birth? When you look at the blessed life of Ala Hazrat before he was even born, the blessed grandfather, the father, they knew, they were saying things like, this is going to be a very special child. Our child, our grandchild is going to be a big scholar of Islam. This was the mindset of the grandfathers and the fathers. Today, you look at the fathers today, you look at the grandfathers today, what do they want their children to be, their grandchildren to be? And this is something that me and you have to both look at within ourselves. And you know, it's also mentioned, MashaAllah, regarding the blessed childhood of Ala Hazrat. Firstly, he was born on a Saturday at the time of Dhuhr, 10th of Shawwal, subhanAllah, 1272 after Hijri. And this corresponds to the English date, 14th of June, 1856. Allahu Akbar. Now the name of Ala Hazrat was Muhammad. His actual name was Muhammad. But Maulana Raza Ali Khan, his blessed grandfather, would call him Ahmad Raza. Subhanallah. And he became famous by this name, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan. Whereas according to his birth year, his name is Al-Mukhtar. Another beautiful thing we learn here from our pious predecessors, the grandfather of Ala Hazrat, is that, you know, we are allowed to give nicknames, but we shouldn't distort the names that are the names of the prophets, the names of the Sahaba that we have given to our children. This is a topic in itself. Today, many people, they have weird names where they have selected for their children. Remember that you should keep good names for your children. The names that you keep, these names, mashallah, will have an effect. They will get the blessings. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, his actual name was Muhammad. And we will talk later regarding how many, mashallah, of his children he named Muhammad as well. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As always, you know, whenever the Muballigh of Da'wat Islami, the preacher in the Ijtimaat on Madni channel, whenever there's a halqa of Da'wat Islami, a study circle, the brothers always make good intentions. And I always like to add one extra intention. We have to compare ourselves to these individuals who we're talking about today. We always have to put ourselves in the shoes. Yes, it's difficult. It's not easy. Who can say today that they're on the level of Ala Hazrat, our master? But you have to compare yourself. And as a father, you must compare yourself. You're looking at your sons, you must compare your sons. As a grandfather, you must compare your sons. As grandfathers, you must compare yourself. Like, what type of people are we in our household? What line are we following? We often, the Muballighs, they always talk about different narrations on Madhi channel, fiqhi masail, mashallah, rules of Sharia. You know, alhamdulillah, we are very lucky to be in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we are very lucky, Mubarak to all those who are, mashallah, murid of Amiri Ahlus Sunnah. Whoever's murid, a disciple of Amiri Ahlus Sunnah, you are, in fact, a disciple of Ala Hazrat. You are a disciple of Ghaus-e-Pak, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Being linked to these blessed personalities is a huge thing. Now, of course, they're very special. It's very hard for us to get to that level, but we can request, can't we? We can look at their biographies, look at them as role models, and we can do dua, Ya Allah, grant us a few droplets of their taqwa. They were the muttaqeen, subhanAllah. They were God-fearing. They feared Allah properly. They were pious individuals. They were naik. They were good. They were clean from the heart. And Ala Hazrat, the reason I mention this is because we're talking about his childhood. It's mentioned in just, mashallah, at the age of 4 approximately, Ala Hazrat, mashallah, completed the nazra, the recitation of the Holy Quran by looking, subhanAllah, and spoke eloquent Arabic at the same age, subhanAllah. Today, look at our youth. If you compare our youth, how many of them are in the madrasa today? Or online, they're studying online. And how many years have they spent wasting time? Today, time is a very big factor. Time is a ni'mat of Allah Azza wa Jalla. It's a blessing from Allah Azza wa Jalla for us. How many of our children are taking this seriously? We spend days and nights on social media, TikTok or Facebook. Yeah, we spend days and nights on Instagram. So much time goes into scrolling videos after videos after videos. If you just go, if all of you do this right now, go into the settings of your mobile phone, because you probably got it with you right now. Some people who are listening, some people who've zoned off, some people who are, you know, left the room. But if you all open your phone and look at the time you spent online, the time you spent, for example, on YouTube, how much time did you spend on YouTube watching Madni channel? How much time do you look at English Madni channel or Arabic Madni channel or kids Madni channel for our children? And then look at how much time, ma'adallah, we spent looking at haram things, dramas, movies, music. This is the state. Ala Hazrat, mashallah, at the age of 4, finished the whole Quran. Ala Hazrat, at the age of 4, he's showing, mashallah, the potential, the showing the love that he has for the Holy Quran. Didn't waste any time. What are our 4-year-olds doing? Forget 4-year-old. If you look today, look at our nieces and nephews. Look at our children. They can't even hold the phone, but they know how to scroll on YouTube. They know how to put the number in. And their hands are so small, they can't fit the phone in their hands. They can't pick up the phone, but they know how to scroll. They know how to put the number in. They know how to find the app of YouTube. And they know how to click on it and look at the games and the dramas and the movies. They know this. Our kids, they know this. I see this myself. And it's so sad. Gosh, if only they would scroll and find the Quranic app. Gosh, if they would only go on, mashallah, the kids' Madni channel app or the kids' YouTube channel. I can only wish. But the sad state is the 4-year-olds of those times were finishing the Holy Quran. And the 10 to 12 to 15-year-olds, they still don't know how to read the Quran properly. Never mind them. This is a lesson for all of us today. 30-year-olds, 20-year-olds who are listening, 40, 50-year-olds who are listening, they don't know how to read the Quran properly. Years will go by, there'll be dust gathered upon the Quran. How many years have gone by where we haven't even picked up the Quran and kissed it? And if you haven't done that, at least cry. We should cry that we don't know how to read the Quran. We don't have love for the Quran. If we had true love, we would read every single day. Every single day, we'd read at least one para a day. But we don't have time. Going back to mashallah Ala Hazrat, you know, compare yourselves. It says here in Rabiul Awwal, not only he, mashallah, at the age of 4, he completed the recitation of the Holy Quran. At the age of 6, again, 2 years later, he delivered his first lecture, subhanAllah. Today, the kids, the youth, they know how to speak about football. They know how to speak about cricket. They know how to speak about their so-called role models who are the kuffar, who are non-Muslims, who won't give any benefit to us in the world or in the hereafter. They can talk for hours regarding these individuals. But if you ask them to talk about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, their mind goes blank. Their heart goes blank. They don't know what to say. I spoke to some children and I asked them that, how do I, for example, fix my car? And one child said, Qari Saab, I know how to fix the car. I'm doing the mechanic course. And one child says, Qari Saab, I'm going to uni and this is what they say. This is how you open the bonnet and this is the things you need to check. You know, they went into great detail, these kids, great detail. But when I asked those same kids that, what month is it? What Islamic month is it? They don't know. When I asked them, okay, And you guys who are watching at home, listening, ask yourselves, I'm asking you the same question. Ask your kids who are with you. They know how to talk about the footballers, the cricketers, their role models of the dunya. Ask them, what is the name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Some kids can't even tell you this. Ask them the four farz of wuzu. Ask them the three farz of ghusl. They can't tell you. Ala Hazrat is at the age of 6, giving full lectures, talking about the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, talking about the blessed life, the seerah of Rasulullah, the sunnahs of Rasulullah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, none of you is a true Muslim until he loves me more than himself. What are we teaching our kids? Who do they love today? Ala Hazrat loved the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why at the age of 6, he never waited when he was 10. He never waited when he was 15. He never waited when he was 20, 30, 40. And nowadays the mindset is, when I get older, that's when I'm going to start coming towards the deen. Ala Hazrat at the age of 4, the Quran that was revealed to Rasulullah, he completed it. At the age of 6, subhanallah, he delivered his first lecture in Rabiul Awwal. At the age of 7, he started to keep fasts of Ramadan. It's not farz upon Ala Hazrat, but because he loves the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he loves worshipping Allah azza wa jalla. He loves to follow the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He has read the ahadith and mubarakah. He has learned the blessings of these things, the blessings one gets when he keeps roza, when he keeps fasts. He started to keep fasts at the age of 7. Subhanallah. It's mentioned in Shawwal al-Mukarram, at the age of just 8 approximately, he wrote a magnificent answer on the rulings of inheritance. Subhanallah. And then it's also mentioned, at the age of 8 also, he studied the famous book on Arabic syntax, Hidayatul Nahuf, which is a, mashallah, you could say, to make it easy for you, for those of you who are listening, the students of knowledge, they will know. Hidayatul Nahuf and Sarf, these are books to help the youth, to help the brothers who are studying in the Islamic universities of Da'wat Islami, Jamiatul Madina, to become scholars. Hidayatul Nahuf and Sarf are basically the rules and regulations and how classical Arabic texts, what the meanings and what the words and the endings of the words they are. For example, Azabar Zalpesh, when you read Alhamdu, is it Alhamdu? Is it Alhamda? Is it Alhamdi? Okay, it's Alhamdu. Why is it Alhamdulillahi? Why not Alhamdan? So this is what Nahuf and Sarf tell you. Now you might be thinking, this is difficult. Those of you who are listening, you might be thinking, this is hard. Not only was Ala Hazrat a master of this science, he learned and studied this at the age of 8. At the age of 8, he completed this. Subhanallah. Again, what are our youth doing at the age of 8, 9 and 10? You speak to them, they know. They know things that got nothing to do with anything. Today, our youth, they have all sorts of role models that they are following. They follow them on social media platforms. Wouldn't it be beautiful if everybody started to follow Amiri Ahlus Sunnah on social media? Wouldn't it be beautiful if we start following the Shura, the executive head of the executive member, board of directors of Da'wat Islami, the executive members, i.e. Haji Imran Atari, Haji Abdul Habib. These are the individuals who just talk about Allah and His Rasul. They teach sunnahs. Who are our role models today? Who are our role models as adults, as fathers, as grandfathers? Maulana Raza Ali Khan loved the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Maulana Naqi Ali Khan loved the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Ala Hazrat, Imam Ahl Sunnat, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman, also loved the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam fully, to the extent that one can't even imagine. But today, what do? We buy tickets to see these individuals who are our so-called role models. The role model is benefiting, but you're not benefiting. You're losing money. We go to their events. We spend thousands of pounds just to spend 5 to 10 minutes with them. But Ala Hazrat Imam Ahlus Sunnah, he understood that you could be anywhere in the world and you remember Rasulullah and he will remember you. Subhanallah. It's also mentioned that at the age of just 13, Ala Hazrat completed his studies and the traditional branches of knowledge, meaning whatever, mashallah, sciences there were to become a mufti, a scholar, he, mashallah, graduated and he, mashallah, learnt all of them. And he started to write fatwas. And alhamdulillah, Ala Hazrat, at the age of 13, mashallah, he became a mufti. And again, I say to you that what are our 13-year-olds doing? Unfortunately, in this day and age, especially in the UK and around the world, our children, every child has a mobile phone. Almost every child is on social media. These fingers Allah has given us, these are blessings from Allah. The youth today, what are they doing with them? How are they using them? What are they picking up with them? Allah Hazrat used to pick up the Quran with these blessed hands. Allah Hazrat used to pick up the books of hadith with these hands. Allah Hazrat, Imam al-Sunnat, used to only pick up his pen to write fatawa, to write the praise of Rasulullah, to write Islamic rulings, to write poetry in love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What a sight it must have been, huh? A 13-year-old who is just, mashallah, not only has become a scholar, not only has he completed Quran, not only has become a mufti, but he's delivering lectures, real lectures, things that me and you probably have never heard of, talking about those rulings, mashallah. It's a sad state of the Muslims. But again, Allahu Akbar, what can one say about Allah Hazrat? Truly, even if we tried, we can't reach his level. What does Amir Ahle Sunnat say regarding Allah Hazrat? Imam Ahmad Raza Khan has written thousands of fatawas. His father, Maulana Naqi Ali Khan, he saw the scholarly, you could say, proofs and the scholarly potential of Allah Hazrat, and he honored him with the title of a mufti. And despite this, Allah Hazrat used to still get his fatawas checked by his father, Maulana Naqi Ali Khan. And he would take great care in his fatawas. He had great understanding of the religion. However, the fatwas that were compiled under the name Al-Ataya Nabawiya Fi Fatawa Razawiya, subhanAllah. So this was, mashallah, for 10 years of work of Allah Hazrat compiled in this book. But there's also one thing to remember. Amiri Ahle Sunnah says, 10 years worth of Allah Hazrat's compiled fatwas were not even found. Inshallah, in the next episode, we will go deep into detail regarding Allah Hazrat's works, his blessed knowledge, his fatwas. This was just a small taste. How many volumes and how many questions and how many answers has he given us? Allahu Akbar. This is mashallah Allah Hazrat. This is the blessed footsteps of Allah Hazrat and how me and you can follow them. Inshallah, join us for the next episode where we'll go deeper into just one of his books and many of other of his works. Alhamdulillah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In footsteps true, we strive each day. In footsteps true, we strive each day to walk in the path of Imam Ahmad Raza's way. Ahmad Raza.